Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to the radio program Today's Issues here on American Family Radio. American Family Radio. If you would like to send us an email, you can do so at this address, comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano, Walker Wildman, and Fred Jackson left the room, and Chris Woodward came in to the room from our OneNewsNow.com newsroom.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Well, I didn't do much there.
Well,
to thank me for, but
for getting everything in there.
Yes, you are from our. You work for Fred Jackson, right?
I do. Yes, American Family News is the radio side of things. OneNewsNow.com is the website.
Amen. All right, what do you got?
Well, obviously, you guys talked a lot about Supreme Court decisions, wordings, writings in the Jack Phillips case. The other big case today that a lot of people are going to be talking about, and for the foreseeable future, is this headline: Supreme Court sides with Trump administration over immigrant teen who got abortion. This is from Fox News at the moment, but the Supreme Court decided with the Trump administration in the case of a pregnant immigrant teenager who was able to get an abortion after filing a lawsuit. In a unanimous decision issued Monday, the High Court vacated a lower court ruling, which was initially in favor of the teen. The decision is about the teen's individual case, however, and doesn't appear to disrupt ongoing litigation about the ability of immigrant teens in government custody to obtain abortions. Long story short, this was a situation that involved not only illegal immigration, but abortion. So you've seen a lot of camps weigh in on this, file briefs, things of that nature. I don't think it makes the issue go away. Obviously, we still have a problem with illegal immigration in this country. We still have a problem with abortion. A lot of people saying you should have this right or that right. So this is amongst many of the decisions that came out today in addition to Masterpiece.
So the Supreme Court said what exactly about this case?
Well, they sided with the Trump administration's argument over the immigrant teen. There was an argument involving whether or not she should be able to get an abortion because she was here illegally. Some people said she should, based on a right to have an abortion.
How come you aren't deported when they find out you're illegal?
That is an interesting situation, and it's been one of the many arguments, because this teen in question is one of several that we've covered over the past, I don't know, 6 months or so probably, involving illegals that want to get an abortion, and government actually providing that access and maybe even providing the funds
for
it.
So let me get this straight here. You have a young lady who's here illegally. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Intentionally crossed the border to get into the U.S. illegally. So she's here illegally. Then she hires a lawyer, or maybe not hires
pro bono.
A lawyer gets involved on her behalf because this young woman wants an abortion in the U.S.
That's right.
Yeah.
Following the story, okay? So then you go to court. And the lower court said, yes, she has a, quote, right to an abortion in the U.S., even though she's not here illegally. Is that
right? The American Civil Liberties Union helped Jane Doe, as she was identified. She was 17 years old at the time. They helped Jane Doe sue the Trump administration and get a court order in her favor. But before the administration could try to block the procedure, she got the abortion. The government's lawyers argued that the ACLU lawyers did not alert them that the teen's abortion would take place earlier than initially scheduled. It is a ruling. I think it's hard to convey, hard to understand, something that's going to get lost in the shuffle today with the Masterpiece decision, but it is something going forward that we're going to be talking about, covering for you guys, and probably talking about for the foreseeable future.
How far the ACLU has come? I'm not as familiar with their foundings. I know they weren't as far left when they originally started, but they have gone off the deep end.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been here almost 8 years.
They've been in the deep end for a while, Walker.
A couple decades.
They were founded by a communist.
Yeah, they were founded in the early part of last century, weren't they? Like 1920s.
What was his name? Baldwin? Baldwin was his name?
But they have, historically, I believe, have defended free speech, whether you be a conservative.
Yeah, sometimes they'll be, on rare occasion, they'll be on the right side of an issue. just so they can say we defend both rights.
Right.
They've defended the Nazis' right to march in Skokie, Illinois. That was a big case in the 80s. Anyway, they were founded in 1917. No, 1920.
I want to say the fellow's name was Baldwin, and he was a communist.
Helen Keller, Roger Baldwin.
Helen Keller.
I don't know if it's
the Helen Keller.
Let's see. She was. This is the one who. Yes, the first deaf-blind person to earn a Bachelor of Arts degree. She was an author, political activist, and lecturer. Roger Baldwin. I'm just looking at a quick pop-up of him.
Wikipedia.
Yeah, Wikipedia. Well, then Crystal Eastman. A bunch of them. A bunch of folks. Okay. Here. Felix Frankfurter, who's, you know.
They were founded in the earliest part of the 20th century. But anyway, point is, back to this, the Supreme Court, they ruled with who?
In favor of the Trump administration's argument they shouldn't have to be handing these people over.
Yeah. Good for President Trump. In other words, President Trump put the pro-life view and also the constitutional view in terms of this person's here. The idea that you can come into a country like the U.S. and then you're here illegally and then sue for your right to an abortion. Was it a right to get it paid for by the government?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's insanity.
Yeah.
Huh?
Provided.
So she went ahead and did this, but the President Trump's administration said this is wrong. We're taking a stand here, and the Supreme Court agreed with the president and his team. Well, good for them.
Speaking of presidents and lawsuits, this is something I found a bit ironic. Obviously, former President Obama, was largely referred to and identified as a community activist. He had no real background other than being a state senator who became a U.S. senator for a couple of years, people would say. He was largely referred to as the community activist president. Interestingly enough, this is a piece in Weekly Standard today. There are community activists who were organizing against his presidential library in Chicago. Here's what's really interesting. We hear a lot about how, you know, it's white Republicans that are anti-Obama, things of that nature. These are progressives who normally side with President Obama on many issues, who don't want his presidential library where it's going to be constructed, because in that same park was the Chicago World's Fair back in the late 1800s. This group, a preservationist group called Protect Our Parks, filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Chicago seeking a court order that would bar local government agencies from building his center in the revered and beautiful Jackson Park. The group also wants to bar the city from giving control of the center site to the Obama Foundation. So you have community activists going to court to stop the community activist from building his presidential library commemorating his time as a community activist.
That probably does qualify as irony.
It does.
I'm never quite sure what irony is, but that sounds ironic.
I'm waiting on this to be front page on the Huffington Post, not the Weekly Standard.
Hey, listen, I side with this group. I mean, this is a park that was the scene of the Chicago World's Fair in 1893, you said?
Sure.
Yeah, I think that park ought to be maintained. It's kind of like a historic building, you know, where you say this building needs to be preserved. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Benjamin Franklin's birthplace or something like that. I like the idea of keeping the park from, and not because it's President Obama, let him build his library somewhere else.
Sure. I think here in Tupelo, there would be people that would be against somebody wanting to construct something over Elvis's birthplace.
Right.
For people not familiar with Tupelo, Mississippi, it's where Elvis was born. He's not from Memphis. That's where he died. So I could see something similar here. My question is, who in the world did not realize this was in the same area as that historic park? Somebody got paid way too much and failed way too big to not realize that error. So
yeah,
I'm sure
Obama library debacle has been going on for months now. It's like a never-ending drama.
It is.
In his home. This should be no-brainer stuff.
Well, you guys can... I don't think there's any dancing around this anymore.
Are you going to defend?
I have no idea what's coming, but it sounds good.
This is the Russians for me. Right here. this got Vladimir Putin written all over it.
Yeah, he's trying to embarrass
those community activists.
President Obama.
He's an equal opportunity embarrasser. So you got Trump on one hand because he won the election for Trump by changing the voting machines in Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. What a great feat that was.
Yeah.
So
who saw that coming?
So now he can say to President Trump, you didn't win, I won for you.
Right.
Embarrass him, right? Now with President Obama, he's saying, listen, I got my Russian spies on the ground at this park in Chicago.
Organizing against you.
Organizing against you.
Yes.
How you like them apples?
And then, and WikiLeaks is joining with the Russians.
Well, yes.
Julian
Coincidence?
Assange.
I don't think so.
No.
What else you got, Chris?
All right. Sticking with the government ideas here, we've covered this for many months now.
For many people.
California city fights poverty with guaranteed income. This is a universal basic income idea that's been around for a long time. And we've been covering for many months now an idea in Stockton, California, Northern California there, for people not familiar with the Golden State. A 27-year-old mayor there has a radical plan to combat poverty in his cash-strapped city, a no-strings guaranteed basic income of $500 a month for his residents. Starting in early 2019, the mayor plans to provide the monthly stipend to a select group of residents as part of a privately funded 18-month experiment to assess how people use the money. Long story short, they want to give this money to all residents of Stockton. They're going to test it out first. They want to give every resident there $500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
The idea being that everybody's got problems. This will help eradicate poverty, pay down bills, things of that sort. I talked with a gentleman named Steve Greenhut of the he's Western Region Director of the R Street Institute a couple of months ago about this very idea. He said, and I quote, having one city hand out $500 a month to people for not working seems like a dangerously bad idea. And in reality, we'll end up with the continuing programs that we have and then get a cash payment on top of it. What do you guys think?
Well, listen, I just think this is proof that leftists don't understand human nature. Because human nature is, if this is found money,
mm-hmm.
I don't think most people are going to treat it as being something that they should save or use properly. I think they're going to blow it. And what you're basically doing is saying, We're gonna take this money. It's cash-strapped community, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're taking this money from the public tax, the till,
mm-hmm.
That we're taking from people who do work, and we're gonna just give it to people who don't. I think it's gonna have zero effect, except to further drain their public treasury.
Well, anytime people receive from the government money without exerting any effort, it's a bad idea, with the rare exception of people who are disabled and maybe Social Security and Medicare. But this goes even beyond that, because those are services where you actually get a product.
Well, and you paid in for Social Security.
You paid in yeah,
already.
But this is one of those things where you just put me down. Just send me a $500 check. Where's this money coming from? Who knows? Somebody's paying for it, but I would be pretty furious.
Where are they getting this money from?
Well, right now it's coming from a philanthropist, an actual co-founder of Facebook named Chris Hughes. But eventually they want to start drawing it from a government pot and just
From a private source.
Yeah, that is a little different.
That is different.
At least initially.
Yeah.
Huh? That could boost the economy there.
It could. Now, one black eye for the moment, Finland was actually doing a UBI, and they got rid of it because it was largely a failure, and they admitted it. And what's interesting is that people, particularly on the left, that want to do something like a universal basic income, they always point to Europe as, well, they're doing it in Europe. And
especially the Scandinavian countries.
No one wants to acknowledge the fact that the Finnish government
Europe's
said,
doing great.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Our newscaster, Chuck Phil, with all the positive European news.
All right, Drew.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to tell folks they're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. We're here every Monday through Friday. Today's Issues is the name of this show, and we're covering the news of the day. Just to repeat, we have great news to report from the U.S. Supreme Court. You may have heard this earlier this morning, but Jack Phillips, the Christian baker from Colorado, he won his case at the Supreme Court, and it was announced today, 7-2. So religious freedom stands for Jack Phillips. He, of course, was the baker He had two gay men come into his place of business, and they wanted Jack Phillips to make them a cake for their wedding. Jack Phillips said, you know, you can buy anything in my store you want to. I welcome you in my place of business, but I'm not for hire. My talents are not for hire for making a wedding cake because I don't believe my Christian convictions do not allow me to do this because I don't believe in two men getting married, which has been the Christian teaching for 2,000 years. So this gay couple, not satisfied with that answer, filed a complaint with the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. And these civil rights commissions, as I mentioned earlier, all across America, they're stacked with these far left people. So they hate Christians. They want to be punitive. They want to, and this is what happened. This Colorado Civil Rights Commission went after this poor man who just wanted to have a bakery, and they tried to shut him down and ruin his life. And he took his case to the Supreme Court with the Alliance Defending Freedom organization, who we work with and admire and appreciate. And they went all the way to the Supreme Court with this case. And the Supreme Court sided with Jack Phillips, praise God. And he won his case. And we are 7-2, and that's the big news of the day.
Well, and as you mentioned, these civil rights commissions are stacked. I mean, they are stacked to the point where it's like having faculty members from the humanities department at Berkeley sitting on a panel in your hometown. I mean, we're talking about radical leftists.
Mm, right. Yeah.
And the fact is that Jack Phillips not only said, you want to buy cupcakes or bear claws, have at it. I don't check your sexual orientation right when you come in the door. I have pre-made wedding cakes on the shelf. You're welcome to have those. And he said, if I'm not mistaken, he said, I'll help you find someone who
right
will make you a cake
right
for your wedding, someone in our community.
They didn't care about that.
They didn't care about that, and neither did this.
They just wanted to drive. They just wanted to punish this Christian man
right
and put him out of business.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And God protected him,
yeah,
I think, here. And religious freedom was upheld, at least in this particular case. So we celebrate with Jack Phillips. And it was 7-2, folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't 5-4.
7-2 right decision. You had two liberals side with Jack Phillips. You had, was Kagan?
You had Kagan and
Breyer. And Breyer. That's just unheard of.
Right.
You know, that must just prove how egregious this Colorado Civil Rights Commission was.
Yeah. These commissions are bad news.
Right.
And they may have, their original foundation, our original founding and intent may have been good, just like a lot of other things.
Right.
But they are unelected bureaucrats who
yes
have a lot of power.
Yeah. Right.
And so it's, you know, that's what I always say. It's not the legislative branch and the people at the ballot box in November that we have to worry about. It's people who, like judges, people who
right
are in unelected positions who you cannot vote out directly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so, as you guys had mentioned, you know, in this particular case, unfortunately, we're still going to have cases involving florists and artists and things like that going before courts over similar issues, because Abe pointed this out last hour with you guys. It was a narrow ruling in the fact that they didn't just put the kibosh on the whole issue. It was a ruling in favor of Phillips that the Civil Rights Commission violated his rights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, not all LGBT people are of the mind that Christians ought to be driven out of business because they don't want to do a cake for a gay wedding. I think of Tammy Bruce,
right,
Fox News contributor. Yeah. She is a lesbian, but she calls
yeah
it the gay Gestapo,
right,
for example. So that should be noted. All these people are anti-Christian and hostile toward Christianity, mm-hmm, but still, a sizable number percentage of them are, and then they join together with non-LGBT people, but they're the God haters out there in the academia and in the law profession and in the news media and entertainment industry. the God haters, and they just can't stand Christians. You know, I don't know. Do you understand, Ed, why the vitriol towards us, that these people just, they just seethe when our names are mentioned?
Well, I just think it's a spiritual battle, and it's a spiritual battle going on inside them as well, because Jesus told us that we would face that kind of persecution. They would say all manner of evil against us because of him. And so Jesus said, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me and him who sent me. So when you say that they're God haters, I think that's spiritually and biblically accurate. They have a problem with God, and they take it out on the representatives they can see, which are Christians. And I would say also the Jewish people, Israel. Because you've mentioned before, how else do you explain, except for spiritual realities, why Iran hates Israel? They don't border each other. There's no, you know, argument over resources that they might share. How else can you explain it other than as a spiritual hatred for that the Iranians may not even recognize?
So it's the same thing. It's a spiritual hatred that these people have for Christians, because I mean, the way that they go after people like Mike Pence, for example, or Sarah Palin, for example, or I remember Rick Perry, for example, and others. There's a special hatred reserved for Christians. In other words, these leftists come after, these secular leftists, progressives, come after us because we, and it has to be, you know, if somebody wants to criticize, then I say we should be subject to, and we're due it,
yeah,
for something dumb we've said or
right.
Mm-hmm. Some mistake we've made or whatever, that's fine. But these lefties today, they just seem to hate people because they believe in God and Jesus Christ, and that's all you need to know.
Right.
And if you fall into that camp, then Bill Maher, for example, and all the people, Kathy Griffin and all of them, they're just going to come after you with impunity.
Yes.
Or seemingly with impunity. But anyway, it's a great day. We do celebrate with Jack Phillips and his lawyers. Chris, you guys at OneNewsNow.com, you got this covered. Yeah, tell us about the website.
Yes. When you go to OneNewsNow.com, you'll see the Jack Phillips ruling, as well as many other situations at the moment. We've got headlines from Charlie Butts and Steve Jordahl, Chad Groening, including this one, Free Speech, Justice Parker Dispute SBLC. That's a story today featuring Matt Staver. I'll be talking with him, Lord willing.
I don't know what you just said. What did you just say?
Free Speech, Justice Parker Defeat SBLC. A judicial commission in Alabama has learned it cannot squelch judges' free speech rights. It was an issue involving a judge there in the great state of Alabama in a case involving the Southern Poverty Law Center. But like I said, I'll be talking with Matt Staver later today about the Masterpiece ruling. Also, we'll have some reaction later today from Colorado Christian University. They're in the Lakewood area. They had a rally months ago for Jack. They know Jack well. And we'll be talking with them later today for some local reaction to today's ruling in Washington,
D.C. So they know Jack.
Yes, they know Jack.
And instead of you don't know Jack,
you should right. get it. I want to see if they'll put that on a T-shirt, you know. We'll see.
Well, looking around the world, ladies and gentlemen, you can be thankful if you live somewhere where a volcano is not erupting.
Boy,
amen.
Huh? The truth.
That'll hurt real estate right there. You got a volcano at your backyard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
got
saying?
Got a great view here. Nice. Now, of course, the lava will be here in 3 weeks. But
it'll be gone.
Yeah.
It'll be gone, and you get the... You know, three acres. You got the 3 acres. All right, we'll see you tomorrow, folks. Have a great day.
Thank you.